The justice came here because the late Wayne Wisbaum was a college and law school friend, although he died last winter before the visit. Wisbaum was a key figure in restoring Kleinhans to its original polish and history. The justice took questions from leading local lawyers about her life, her career, her family, and some of her most famous decisions and dissents as the court has changed shape. Justice Ginsburg criticized the bitter partisanship which has come to characterize national politics from a time when she was confirmed to the High Court 96-3.
I hope one day there will be people who care about our country, both Democrats and Republicans, who will come together and say, enough of this dysfunctional legislature. We're supposed to serve the people of the United States.
Before becoming a judge, Ginsburg had a long career in women's rights issues as the legal profession slowly admitted women to law schools and then to legal practice. Retired state Supreme Court Justice Tim Drury says the 86-year-old justice is the real deal, coming off recent cancer treatment.
It was balanced. It was, you can tell why she's so popular. You can tell why she's so good at what she does. She's a humble, but very, very articulate and meaningful person. She just does what she is advertised. It's a wonderful thing, and I hope she keeps on, stays on the bench.
The visit of Justice Ginsburg, pillar of the court's liberal wing, means Buffalo has been visited by two bookends of the Supreme Court after one of the most conservative justices visited in October 2016, Justice Samuel Alito. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.